With SRN News, I'm John Scott. 175,000 jobs added in April. Gus Fauché, the chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but many economists have been waiting for that to happen.
This was a solid jobs report. So we saw a little bit slower job growth than we've been seeing so far in 2024. The economy added 175,000 jobs over the month, but most of those were from the private sector. This is close to the pace that the economy can add jobs without leading to high inflation. So this is a good number from the Federal Reserve's perspective.
Last month's hiring gain down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March. Also at SRNNews.com, New York City Police Assistant Chief Carlos Valdez says an officer firing his gun while searching Columbia University buildings on Tuesday was an accident.
This was a large-scale, complex, and dynamic operation designed to both overcome the people inside with minimal physical force while at the same time containing them to where they were located, eliminating their access to other parts of the building so that arrest teams could move in, place them into custody, and remove them from the building.
Valdez speaking to WABC-TV. Neither the city's mayor, Eric Adams, nor any other official mentioned the accidental gunshot in news conferences or media interviews held since police cleared the protesters from Columbia's Hamilton Hall on Tuesday. Democratic U.S. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas and his wife indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a federal probe into their ties with the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Stock sharply higher, the Dow up 453 points. This is SRN News. A battle over girls' sports is brewing in West Virginia.
Last month, five middle school girls refused to compete in the shot put at a track and field meet in Harrison County because they would have been competing against a boy who was living as a girl. School officials have responded by banning the girls from future track and field meets. Four of the five athletes and their parents have filed a lawsuit. Meanwhile, the boy who's living as a girl will continue to compete. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Holocaust survivors participating in a digital campaign called Cancel Hate, which features videos of them reading Holocaust denial posts from different social media platforms. The campaign launched by the New York-based Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. Each post illustrates how denial and distortion can not only rewrite history, but perpetuates anti-Semitic narratives and spreads hate, anti-Semitism surging around the world. This is SRN News. Apple has posted its steepest quarterly decline in iPhone sales since the pandemic's outset.
The results reflect a deepening slump that's increasing the pressure on the trend-setting company to spruce up its products with more artificial intelligence. The 10% drop in year-over-year iPhone sales for the January to March period is the latest sign of weakness in a product that generates most of Apple's revenue. It marked the biggest drop in iPhone sales since the July to September period in 2020. That's when production bottlenecks caused by factory closures during the pandemic resulted in a delayed release the new model that year. Jeremy House reporting.
Comcast has blocked out 15 regional sports networks offered by Bally Sports, escalating a contract dispute with their distributor. That cutoff affects games played by a dozen Major League Baseball teams based in nine states. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.